This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. H.E.L. Mencken. The urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. Always, of course. Global warming, climate change, climate disruption is man-made, and the government has to tax and spend to solve it, so therefore create the problem, and then tax the citizens to pay for the resolve. Come on, America. This is all a bunch of baloney. Don't you remember Time Magazine, who's a part of a global scheme, by the way, friends? Don't you remember 1977? The picture on Time Magazine, the big freeze? Don't you remember that? See, they don't know if they're coming or they're going. Folks, John 8:44, they have no truth in them. They don't know how to tell you the truth. They want control. They have to create the problem so they can come in as the problem solver in so many different fronts. 1977, Time Magazine, the big freeze. 2001, global warming. Wow, that's crazy. More signs of global warming in 2010. And the sign of global warming, according to Time Magazine, only to add confusion to your face, Daniel 9:7, is to show a picture of a holiday blizzard. I mean, folks, they're sick people. And again, this is the definition of a reprobate, without the spirit to discern right from wrong. Do you not remember Al Gore in 2008? Said the entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years. This guy's lived a scam his whole life. The entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years, said this lunatic. You know, everybody pretty much acknowledges Al Gore as a lunatic. What about the people that tolerate this lunatic? What would you call them, America? What would you call the people that actually tolerate the likes of an Al Gore that everybody acknowledges and defines us to be a lunatic? Are you ready for this, America? During your Thanksgiving dinner, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com posted by Jonah Bennett, Trump to sign defense bill calling climate change a national security threat. I just want to say it again, Because if I'm going to have to keep reminding you that he's a player, that's okay. But I'm also showing you that we judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. And here it is again. What he says and what he does are two different stories. Folks, same agenda going forward, regardless of who is in office. The NDAA has become nothing more than an unconstitutional legislation advancing a communist-style agenda. And it needs to be burned. Donald Trump, who said he didn't agree with this nonsense, the question to President Donald Trump is then, why are you signing it? Because Donald Trump is taking orders. Now, you call me crazy, that's fine. But let me give you the answer to my craziness. To give you an exclamation point rather than a question mark as to where am I getting my information. Do you not remember Bill Clinton back in the 90s when he was asked about his power in government? He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. In other words, all these presidents take order. And by the way, first-hand experience, it's true. Presidents do what they're told to do. If Donald Trump says that climate change is a security threat, doesn't that stand against everything that he said prior to him signing this bill calling climate change a national security threat? Of course it does. The National Defense Authorization Act states that climate change is a threat to the Pentagon's 128 military bases. And now Trump is expected to sign the legislation. I want to tell you how it's a threat. And it's not the reason they're giving you, for in any sense of the word. The threat is they need more money to support a military presence that our sons, our uncles, our cousins, our neighbors, our fathers, our brothers, our grandpas, our dads are fighting in. They need to maintain their 128 military bases, friends. And they need more money to do so, so they have to create something called climate change. But on Thanksgiving, this was posted again on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Trump is expected to sign the legislation despite downplaying and poking fun at climate change in the past. The Washington Examiner reports Trump has called climate change a hoax and said he's not a big believer in man-made climate change. He's also stated that nobody really knows whether climate change is real or not. Yes, I know. It's not real. It's created. How do I know that? Go to Ecclesiastes 1:4. One generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Let me ask you something, friends. Let's bring common sense into this conversation. What did the earth do for 6,000 years before these clowns got here? That are proclaiming that we have some sort of security threat because of the climate. How ridiculous, America. How ridiculous. Global warming, climate change, climate disruption is man-made, and the government has to tax and to spend to solve it. Listen carefully. They have to create a new tax. And the way to do that is to create the problem. And the way to resolve it is to lay the lie on you, the American people, and attempt to convince you that there's a real problem that the government can solve. Isn't that interesting? Hey, Al. Hey, Donald Trump. I got a question for you. What did we do for 6,000 years before you two got here? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Wow. Really? Global Warming, Time Magazine, 1977. A picture with a guy freezing his behind off with a mask on. It says the big freeze. In 2001, global warming. And of course, what do they use to bring about control? Fear, 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 fear. Here comes the lunatic Al Gore in 2008. The entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years. Al Gore in 2008. Now we have Donald Trump, who calls it a hoax. An agreement to sign defense bill calling climate change a national security threat. Wow. Time magazine again shows a picture of a polar bear on a piece of snow with water all the way around him. In other words, the earth is melting. It says, be worried, be very worried. Fear. That's why I continuously remind you of what Bonhoeffer rightly said. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. Well, this is the consequence of man and what man is creating. It's baloney. Ecclesiastes 1:4. One generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Folks, they're always busy creating the problem. It reminds me of the medical industry. Well, what are you talking about? Well, listen to this. Dr. Irvine Sani, MD, lecturer and a scientist, said, the system is designed to create chronic disease, the medical industry. And the truth about cancer, by the way, the system is designed to create chronic disease. There's no money in being healthy. There's no money in being dead. All the money is in being chronically ill. By the way, this is a part of judgment as well. You know, it kind of reminds me of what I just went through recently. of a very close individual in my life. On the way back from Texas about a week and a half ago, my friend started to get blurry vision. And when I looked at this situation, I thought, well, what's possibly going wrong? And this individual said that she had lost a lot of weight, 10 pounds at that particular time, and I still didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, we've been on the road for over 150 hours in the last 6 weeks. This friend of mine apparently must be getting burnt out. But see, I can carry this, but a woman cannot. So me not thinking and putting two and two together, I had to begin to think a way that I haven't thought before. So what we did is we thought, well, maybe you just need to get your contacts replaced. So this individual went down and got her prescription refilled concerning her contacts. Well, she was there, the doctor, after examining her eyes, wanting to know why her eyes got blurry so quick, just within a short amount of time. After she took her eye exam, she said, "Is this the same person? Is this you?" Because there was such a drastic change. And she said, "Yes, that's me." So the doctor, the eye doctor, went and got a blood test and found out that this individual's blood was at 248. And she said, "The only time I see this sort of drastic change is when I see somebody that has diabetes." Well, I'm not owning that, friends. And neither are those that are around me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We know too much from the medical industry and others that, well, men have created in so many different facets. Not that the medical industry is bad all the way around, but we know that there's a lot of corruption in the system. But it's either are we going to believe man's word or are we going to believe God's word? As for me and my house, we are going to follow the Lord and his word. Period. Read John 1 when you get a moment. So we took this individual to the clinic the very next day. When we got to the clinic the very next day, they took blood out of the left arm. That wasn't enough. And I could hear the bell, the cash register bell dinging as they wanted a test for this, that, and the other thing. And I looked at this individual and I said, "Now keep in mind where we're at." And by the way, I predicted everything to a T as to what this alleged doctor was going to have to say and what she did say. Well, they took the blood test out of the one arm. That wasn't enough. So they needed to take a blood test out of the other arm. And they were going to send it off to the Mayo Clinic. Well, they took the two blood tests. And before you knew it, this alleged doctor who was taking directives from somebody above her, no doubt about it, she was a young nurse is what she was, a reception nurse. And what was interesting about it is when she came in, she looked at the two of us and she looked at this close friend of mine. And she said, "Well, the good news is it's not this, it's not that, and it's not this." And she said, "But you have diabetes 1. And I looked at her and I said, "What?" I said, "I thought you said this was good news." And both me and my friend looked at each other and I looked at the doctor and I said, "I'm just kind of curious to know, how would you come up with such a prognostication, a diagnosis, that she would have diabetes 1 or diabetes 2, or even for that matter, how would you even know that she had diabetes if you haven't even got the blood test sent back to us?" Fear, 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 fear. And before we knew it, the assistant to this reception nurse, her assistant came in a couple minutes later with all of the needles to get her on insulin. And when she walked in, I looked at her and I said, whoa, slow the dough. We're putting the brakes on all of this. In the meantime, I'm on the phone with some of my friends that are nurses, that are doctors, And I'm saying, I'm not buying this. And I told them the story. She just took her blood and she comes in with a dim prognostication that there's something wrong with her. How are they actually given a diagnosis for a blood test when they haven't even received it? They haven't even gotten to the Mayo Clinic. And I said, I'm not buying it. And of course, she comes back in. When we said we put the brakes on it, we said, listen, this is what we'll do. You tell us what we think we should do, and we're going to weigh this out over the weekend. And sure enough, what does she do? She comes in and says, I'm just afraid you might go blind. I'm just afraid you might have this problem. Matter of fact, I'd like to take a picture of your pancreas. There's something blocking the insulin from going into your blood. Fear, 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 fear. And it wasn't fear that we were going to drink. Well, before I knew it, we left there. I wanted a second opinion. Because I knew what this was about. This was a test, either the word of God or the word of man. And keep in mind, the woman that had the issue of blood lost all that she had to doctors that could make her none the better. Just like governments. In this particular case. So we ended up going to a doctor, a seasoned doctor. Because, see, there's some good things in Western medicine, and there's some good things in holistic doctors and what they do. There's a happy medium there. You can go to one extreme, go too far, and then you go to the other extreme and go too far. No, there's a medium here. If God created us, do you feel that there may not be a natural cure for it? Absolutely there would be. And by the way, in this case, stress was that which induced what their diagnosis would have been with diabetes. Because this individual is too old to have diabetes 1, number one. This doctor looked at my friend and said, why would she prescribe insulin? We told her that she didn't even get the blood sent off to the Mayo Clinic. And she's diagnosing her with diabetes 1. How did that work? Well, let me take you over to another conversation that I had with an RN. I called this individual up and I was talking to her and I said, I'm curious, what is the health system all about anyways? Is it really about health? And I knew what she was going to say. She said, not at all. She said it's about productivity. And it's about these doctors and these nurses going to insurance code books, finding insurance code. In other words, what the insurance companies will pay for. Then the doctors come back and the nurses come back and they prescribe so they can draw money from the insurance company's friends. So not only do they get paid to prescribe, but they also get bonuses. I'm going to come back to the rest of the story when we come back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to Get Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we have been talking about climate change and the hoax that it is. I'm just going to give you a quick download on a recap here. Global warming, climate change, climate disruption is man-made, and the government has to tax and spend to solve it. And guess who that means? And guess what that means when it comes to who's going to be flipped the bill? You are. But they have to create the problem. H.E.L. Mencken said, the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. Of course it is. And going to circular reasoning, the dog that is attempting to chase its tail but just never gets a hold of it. Do you remember when Time magazine brought forth a picture of a man with a mask on freezing? And it said the big freeze, 1977. In 2001, they began to talk about global warming. And then in 2010, they came back with more signs of global warming after a holiday blizzard. They want you to be that stupid, America. And then I shared with you as to how they're using fear. Be worried. Be very worried with a polar bear on a piece of ice in the middle of a drowning ocean or a melting ocean. And then I highlighted the fact that, well, here we go again. Oh, to all you Trumpites, doing the opposite of what he said that he was going to do. Trump to sign defense bill on Thanksgiving. This was reported on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Trump to sign defense bill calling climate change a national security. It's all fraud. They create the problem and then they bring in the answer on your dime. Also keep in mind the tax dollars that are brought in for their fraud is oftentimes deferred or allocated to something that you never paid taxes for. And then I brought it forth to the truth about cancer. Dr. Irvine Sani, MD, lecturer and scientist, he said the system is designed to create chronic disease concerning cancer. He said there's no money in being healthy. There's no money in being dead. All the money is in being chronically ill. And then I brought it over to firsthand experience just over the last week and a half. And how a close friend of mine was brought to the doctor, the eye doctor. And then a blood test was brought about. And then the eye doctor said, listen, what we need to do is we need to get you to a clinic. We went to a clinic. Blood was taken, not out of one arm, but out of both arms. It was supposed to be sent over to the Mayo Clinic. Before the blood was even sent, this nurse, gives a dim prognostication and says, we have the good news for you. It's not this, this, or this, but you will have diabetes 1. And what this is in this family is a test between God's word and man's word. And we laid to her candor, how are you bringing forth a prognostication concerning diabetes 1, diabetes 2, or diabetes at all if you haven't got the blood test back? Folks, she had a step over herself. Because most people by that time were already hooked on insulin because right on her heels was her assistant to get her hooked on insulin. And then after talking to a friend of ours that's an RN, asking the question, is the medical industry designed to actually bring about good health in America? Of course it is not. It's about productivity. It's about doctors and nurses prescribing what lines up with the insurance code so they can draw money out. So it has to line up with the insurance companies as to what they'll pay for and what they won't pay for. And of course, you're never going to be prescribed what the insurance company is not going to be paid for or what they're going to be paying for. So getting to that point, the last segment is where I ended as to where I'm at right now. It's about productivity concerning the medical industry. Can you imagine how many people in this country are prescribed medicines because it lines up with the insurance code so they can draw money out that people don't even need? Oh, and don't forget about the bonuses that the doctors get when they prescribe medicine. Let me tell you what this doctor again said, Irvine Sani, MD. The system is designed to create chronic disease. There's no money in being healthy. There's no money in being dead. All the money is in being chronically ill. Now, what's interesting about all of this, friends, is after we went back to the second doctor, this doctor said, I wouldn't put you on insulin because I wouldn't want you to put me on insulin. The second doctor, who was qualified to tell us what she felt that it was, said, what we can do is get you to a dietitian and we need to get you some exercise. Keep in mind, this diagnosis was brought about because of stress. Stress induced, they both said, both doctors. Well, guess what's been going on ever since? This close friend of mine, her blood count is almost back down to normal. Why? Because she's resting. Why? Because she's eating right. Why? Because she's exercising. Folks, you live in a system that doesn't know how to tell the truth. Chris Hedges was right when he said, we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. We now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice, and we have nobody to blame but ourselves for tolerating this. This is judgment backwards. This is the destruction of knowledge because of ignorance. Hosea 4:6, Isaiah 59. Folks, we now live in a nation where universities destroy knowledge. And in America, they now teach communism. We now live in a nation where government destroys freedom, and it's exactly what's happening today in America once again. We now live in a nation where you allow Christian churches to advocate what God condemns, where religion destroys morality. We now live in a nation where our banks destroy the economy. So let me turn all the way around and bring it all the way back to the beginning of the show. Hey, folks, especially all you Donald Trumpites, how is it that you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel when you allow this individual over and over and over and over and over again to do the opposite of what he said he was going to do? Hey, folks, his photo ops are all political. His tour around the world, smiling, shaking hands, and making deals with foreign countries, it's all to appease you, to put you back to sleep. But what's happening through the bureaucracies that have been created in the United States of America? They're all working against you. Not every single one of them. A good 85 to 90% of them are working against you and your freedoms. We just found last week that Donald Trump, though he advocates his love for America, has surrounded himself with our political enemies in his administration. How is it that you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel? How is it that you settle for the fruit of a nation that is destroying itself as long as they're smiling? How is it that you're okay, America, with the way things are today? You're under the judgments of God. I'm still waiting for your pastors. I'm still waiting for your spiritual overseers, your bishops, your deacons, your apostles, your prophets, your teachers, your pastors, your evangelists, to give me a call and confront me on this very topic, because everybody in this country is simply trying to figure out what's wrong with our country, and I can go back to the Word of God and tell you exactly what's wrong with our country. This all comes from our departure from Him. Period. It's the fruit of a nation that has forsaken its God. Period. And instead of listening to the Word of God, we want to listen to the Word of man. And when we give ourselves to man, the Bible tells us, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Is this not the arm of the flesh, what we're seeing today? Is it not the arm of the flesh when we see an individual that claims to be a patriot in the People's White House that says one thing and does the opposite over and over again? Let me go back to this. Trump on Thanksgiving. Trump on Thanksgiving. It was reported on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com to sign defense bill calling climate change a national security threat. Let me expound just a little bit on this. The National Defense Authorization Act states that climate change is a threat to the Pentagon's 128 military bases, by the way, that they're using against you, that they're using to bring forth a military presence on this globe, which we have no business whatsoever policing the world. Zero. And now Trump is expected to sign the legislation despite downplaying and poking fun at climate change in the past. Again, the Washington Examiner reports Trump has called climate change a hoax and said he's not a big believer in man-made climate change. If he's not a big believer in man-made climate change, then why is he willing to sign it, friends? How long are you going to put up with this hypocrisy? How long are you going to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel? Because that camel's fixing to sink your ship called America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know, it's pretty crazy what we've seen in this country. And, you know, back in the 50s, keep in mind, people thought Eisenhower was a great president, too. In many ways, he was. But you also got to keep in mind that he was also a man of the establishment. And he meant to see it through. And we're still seeing the same agenda going forward. Now, it's altered quite a bit in many areas, yeah. Now, what was good back then, by the way, was really good compared to what we see today. Because they wouldn't have gotten away with the things that they have done back then that they have in the present. And that's why I say that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. And it's really true, friends. But even going back, I can show you the fault of men. Like, for example, when you see how man is convinced your kids, if you have them in a public school, that they came from a jawbone that was to be conceded by many to be quite human. Remember, they're teaching your kids that they came from Heidelberg man, and they're teaching kids in public schools and in colleges that they came from Nebraska man, which was scientifically built up from one tooth and later to be found the tooth of an extinct pig. Remember Piltdown Man? They're teaching him that too. The jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. You know, Peking Man? You know, they're teaching kids that over 500,000 years ago, folks, we're 6,000 years old. Okay, period. Peking Man, over 500,000 years old, your kids are taught. Now all evidence has disappeared, conveniently. Who taught him all this? Well, let me get to that. Neanderthal man. In 1958, the International Congress of Zoology, Dr. A.J. E. Cabe, said his examination showed that the famous Nathanael man skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. But they're teaching it today in public schools as if it's a fact, just like climate change. Cro-Magnon man. Remember this? One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? Now look at modern man. This genius thinks that we came from a monkey. This is what they're teaching today, though it used to be illegal into this country to be taught in the schools. Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Well, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose that you've been under attack by a bunch of individuals who mean to bring about a global system of government, like it or not. It is in the Bible. It is in the Word of God. But it doesn't mean they win. And it doesn't mean that it's the end times. Though we know the signs of the times, we can see. We're not blind. We can hear. We're not deaf. You know, a side note, for all those that are talking about the rapture and the end times, you're the people that are the real problem in this country. Because really what it comes down to is you want to be raptured from responsibility. And your responsibility is to keep the commandments of the Lord. Because had you kept the commandments of the Lord, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today. That's another show. But let me go back to President Eisenhower, who many believe was a good man back in the day. In 1959, Eisenhower asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's new American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. New? Isn't that weird that we're not to give ourselves to change? And we keep hearing these words, new. My son, fear thou the Lord, and meddle not with them that are given to change. See, the word of the Lord endureth forever. It changes not, friends. But what we keep reading and what we keep seeing here is the word new. And yet, even going back to Jeremiah 6:16, it tells us to go back to the old paths, not to the new paths. And whenever they say new, it's man's idea. That's a departure from the word of God. But in 1959, Eisenhower asked for $1 billion for the Department of Health and Education for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, NSF, for the new part theme, Curriculum Teaching Evolution. The NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. For what purpose? When we were going down into Texas, we went through particular areas in Texas where they had international baccalaureate schools. International baccalaureate is what they contrived in 1968 to bring about a global scheme, and that was all contrived in Sweden. So what? So everybody thinks alike on a global scale. Well, this started a long time ago. And bringing it to where we're at today, friends, this is why they're talking about climate change. Just like I told you of my friend that went to the doctor, it's a test of either the man of God, or I'm sorry, the Word of God, or the Word of man. Which one are you going to give yourselves to? When you look to the Bible, folks, science now teaches us that the earth is a sphere. You know what science used to teach? The earth was a flat disc. Yeah, believe it or not. See, it all goes back to the Word of God. The Word of God endureth forever. Isaiah 40, verse 22. Incalculable number of stars. Well, science now teaches that there's an incalculable number of stars. Do you know that science used to teach only 1,100 stars? Guess what? It reverted back to what? The Word of God. Jeremiah 33:22. You know, the Bible tells us that the earth, the free float of earth in space, it's a sphere. Job 26, verse 7. Science now teaches free float of earth in space. Science then used to teach. Are you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. Keep your eyes on the road. Science used to teach that the earth sat on a large animal. The earth sat on a large animal, and there were people that believed it for a minute. But the Bible teaches creation is made of the invisible. Of course, in the spirit. First the spirit, then a manifestation into our realm. The tangible realm. The earthly realm. Creation is made of the invisible. Yes, because God is. He is spirit. Okay? Science now teaches creation is made of the invisible. Science then used to teach that it was completely ignorant of the subject. I mean, folks, do you see the air that you breathe? No, you don't see that. But you still breathe the air, right? I mean, folks, there's so many different aspects we could take this to. I mean, does a building have a builder? Of course. Does creation have a creator? Of course. Do we see our creator? No. We can see him in the Word of God, in the incarnate life of Jesus Christ. The list goes on. The Bible teaches each star is different, 1 Corinthians 15:41. Science now teaches each star is different. Science then used to teach all stars were the same. I mean, you can clearly see every night of your life that they're not the same. Read Job 38, verse 9 and 20. The Bible teaches light moves. Science now teaches light moves. Science in the back in the old times used to teach that light was fixed in a place, which it is not. The Bible teaches air has weight. Job 28, verse 25. Science teaches air has weight. It used to teach air was weightless. The Bible teaches wind blows in cyclones. Ecclesiastes 1, 6. Science now teaches wind blows in cyclones. It used to teach through science, which, by the way, is the study of creation, Webster's 1828. Think about that. Science is the study of creation. So scientists attempt to get God out of the way so they can take praise when they discover what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob actually created. Science used to teach wind blew straight. Ecclesiastes 1:6. The blood is the source of life. Folks, they used to have something called bloodletting in this country. Craziness. They thought they could take the blood out, get the disease out, and then put it back in the body. Wow. Blood is the source of life. Well, that's what the Bible teaches, and it's common sense, and we know now. Science teaches now. It agrees with the Word of God. Blood is the source of life. It used to teach just what I said, bloodletting. Sick people must be bled. Go to Leviticus 17:11. What I'm trying to bring about, folks, is if we would just stick to the Word of Man, we wouldn't be talking about how Al Gore or the medical industry or whatever the case is, folks, about how they're always given over to, well, the arm of the flesh. And what do they want to do? They want to create the problem so they can tax you to pay for or reallocate to what they want to pay for. And, folks, you can find out that I'm right. I mean, how many of these bills passed today, they have something in them called pork. You hear that all the time. Or how many of these bills are falsely named what they're named when they have nothing to do with what they're named. Folks, my point throughout the show is let's stick to the Word of God. Because if we stick to the Word of God, the only time we're going to be hearing from Al Gore or anybody else is when we talk to them through a piece of glass when they're in prison where they belong. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.